This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hello and welcome to the Escape Hour. It is a wonderful and kind of grey, crazy Melbourne day out there, and we are going to be talking to Clayton at Northside Bazaar to find out everything that's been going on there. Clayton, can you hear me?
Clayton, it's actually Cal from at Northside Bazaar. Clayton handed me the phone quickly.
Oh, we've had a quick phone swap. Hi, Cal. How are you? It's Fiona here.
Very good. Hi, Fiona. How are you?
I have heard so much about Northside Bazaar, and I cannot believe I've never made it. What a great, what a great event!
It's been Look, we've been really happy. It's expanded from year to year. A couple of years ago, it really expanded to be a broader street festival. It takes over the Laird. Street section running between that and the Masonic Hall and the Collingwood Masonic Hall. So it's a really great day.
So is it all along Peel Street?
No. It's all along. It's sort of where the Laird is, the corner of Henry Street in Abbotsford, and it takes up to the first block of Henry Street.
My God, what a hip and crazy neighbourhood that is over there. And how many people do you think are there today?
Well, look, last year we had over 1,300 people come through on the day, and we're expecting about 1,500 this year, so it'll be a busy day.
A real party. And tell me what kind of performances are coming up.
Well, look, we've got a few different stages. So we've got the auction stage, and the auction stage is really where we're running a bunch of auctions, obviously, as well as a couple of local performances of drag performances. I believe we've got the Williamstown Theatre Company coming on. And then the Lair stage is a little bit more of a kinky and fetish kind of stage. So you get different kinds of demos and esoteric practices. There's a bit of a, like, cheeky live painting happening. And then next to that, the other, I guess not really performance area, but it's really a bake-off called Master Baker. So again, a little bit of a cheeky name. And that's a baking competition between a bunch of Melbourne sporting clubs.
A baking competition amongst sporting clubs. Wow.
That's correct,
I love that. That's mixing all your metaphors and fundraising for Joy. Is that correct?
It is. It's a fundraiser for Joy and backs David Williams Fund.
So what time's the bake-off happening, and do you know anything about what they're actually baking? Because I think we, being a food show, we could think about what people could get down there and taste.
And try it out. Absolutely. Well, look, when you come to Master Baker, Master Baker has opened up already. So the four teams competing this year are Melbourne Chargers Rugby Club, the Melbourne Surge Water Polo Club, the Melbourne Wranglers Wrestling Club, and the Melbourne Spikers Volleyball Club. And Melbourne Volleyball, the Melbourne Spikers, rather, are actually the reigning champions. So last year they won with a trio of dishes. But this year they've brought a tiramisu, I believe. They've got a Rocky Road, and they've got chocolate chip cookies. The Wranglers are doing, I'm going to get the name wrong. It's a Mauritius specialty dessert, as well as a couple other dribs and drabs. The Surge have done a slice of Surge, which is a salted caramel slice. And the Chargers have shown up fashionably late with a white chocolate cupcake that had a green tea dressing. And they all look like little charging bulls, which is very cute.
Wow, that sounds like quite a finale. So it doesn't matter that they're showing up late, because they'll be able to give everyone the opportunity to go with the green tea. So that'll be like a matcha tea that'll get everyone a little bit caffeinated so they can continue to party.
Absolutely.
That sounds amazing.
And we'll find out around 4:30 who the winner is.
Okay, well, I'm sure that there'll be another live cross so we can hear about the winners. And no doubt you'll be posting photos of the winning cakes. And I don't know, maybe will there be a distribution of the winning recipe?
Well, I don't know about the winning recipe. That's actually a really great question. It's maybe something we should talk to the teams about doing. But, if people come down, they can come around and they can actually try all of the desserts before they pick one. Mm. And then they can put the People's Choice vote in, as well as they can buy one for a gold coin donation. And all the money raised goes to both Joy 94.9 and Vax David Williams Fund.
That sounds amazing. I really want to find out about that recipe. I want to see photos of all the beautiful cakes, Instagram, Facebook, and the likes. It sounds like such a fantastic event, Cal. I really appreciate you giving us a rundown. And I hope the weather stays off for you for the rest of the day. I don't think it's going to dampen anyone's spirits.
I think I'm keeping our fingers crossed, but everybody will make it work. It's such a great day. So hopefully we'll see some of you down there.
All right. Beautiful. Thanks, Cal. And that was the Northside Bazaar. Cal from Northside Bazaar giving us a rundown on everything that's happening there this afternoon. Thanks, Cal. Fantastic. So, I mean, one of the trickiest things about the Northside Bazaar is that it means that the Joy Studios are very quiet today because everyone is out there having a great time. I'm also here solo because my co-hosts, Russ and Tad, are both traveling. I mean, it wouldn't be a travel show if it wasn't for the fact that we traveled. Tad is currently in his hometown of New York City. And Russ, the lovely Russ, has been jetting around Europe. He's actually there with his lovely boyfriend for 6 weeks. I mean, I can't keep up with the Facebook posts. It's just extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.